there's no way for you to make a really confident decision about a tech solution if you're not really using it.
Hello, welcome to episode 190 of the Smart Agents Podcast. As always, my name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. On today's episode, we are joined by Scott Solari, CRO of RealSync, to discuss the importance of integrating technology into your real estate business. It's no secret, there's a ton of softwares and automations at your fingertips, but it can really get overwhelming when deciding how to best utilize all of these tools. Throughout our conversation, Scott shares why he feels it is best to maximize the technology you already have before adding new tools. He also highlights the benefit of AI-powered solutions and automation in saving time and improving efficiencies. But before we get on to today's featured interview, the Smart Agents magazine is available and full of insights and strategies designed to help real estate agents grow their businesses. Inside, you'll find interviews and advice from leading real estate professionals, marketing tips to flood your business with leads, and even swipe and deploy files full of practical tools to enhance your business. Be sure to click the link in the episode description to claim a free digital issue. Also, if you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to like and subscribe. The Smart Agents Podcast streams on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And finally, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Scott Solari. If you're interested in checking out how RealSync can solve some of your technology challenges, check them out at realsync.com. I've got a link in the episode description. Well, really the way I like to start everything out is if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and a little background on what you do.
Yeah, so Scott Solari, I'm the CRO of RealSync, which is a technology platform that works with real estate agents and teams and brokers. Man, my background, I've been, I started at a college as a getting certified as a home appraiser. So that was, I did that for like 4 years, up until like the Phoenix market went and exploded. Right. And then I, from there, went and got like my sales chops doing B2B sales, like door to door to businesses. Selling credit card processing, which was a really good experience. And then full circle, I came back in 2012 and started working with real estate agents and teams from the business side with a company called Viral Marketing, which like was a video marketing platform. So I helped build that company up as one of the executives. And then I came and partnered with my business partner and started RealSync. And we basically were... Technology tends to be a little bit behind in the real estate space from other industries, a few years sometimes. And so there was no middleware type, companies to help connect apps. Right. And all of a sudden in like the mid, the late, 2015, 2017, 2018, all these new applications were coming out for real estate agents to help them with automation and to streamline things and make things more efficient. But there was no middleware company. There's nothing connecting your CRM to like that app that you want to use. And so all of a sudden now you're logging into multiple systems and, typing in multiple data multiple times, and it just wasn't advantageous. Right. So that was where we're like, there needs to be a company that connects everything. And that's where RealSync was started and developed. And we've been working with real estate teams since right before COVID in 2020 is when we launched the original product to help streamline things. So yeah, man, that's a little bit of my background. I was just a lot in there, but right. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think, you are like, I always see, technology lagging behind in real estate when it comes to other avenues and things like that. I don't know if it's just people are hesitant to, adopt it or, see how it can work for them. But it always does seem to lag behind. But then when something does get adopted, it just like explodes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what you're seeing right now. I mean, there's a new solution coming out every week. I feel like, especially with a lot of these solutions are AI powered. Right. And so they're using like ChatGPT or something in the background. They're like developing the ChatGPT within the application. Right. And so there's a lot of, there's a lot of really cool new technologies coming out that really could help streamline things for the real estate agent. and at all levels, right? Which is nice, depending on, you know, what type of business that agent wants to have, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, I guess, you know, when you guys sat down and really kind of decided on this business that you wanted to put together, you know, I definitely see the need for it. You know, you're definitely addressing a pain point that a lot of people have. I know, you know, just for our business, there's probably 13 or 14 different logins that I pump in every single day, you know, to pull data and numbers from some source. And, you know, I can see how in real estate, you know, the main objective is to be in front of your clients, not sitting behind a computer, logging into all those platforms.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with people where, you know, whether it's the business owner, sales agent, whatever, and they've attempted to do something, but they just get stuck. And it's just because it's not, you know, mainly it's not the personality type of the person that's running the real estate team. You know, they're a high driver, very high I type of personality. They're not like someone that sits behind a computer and like is figuring out logic and all these different, you know, solutions. That's not how they ended up being a successful agent. They're a salesperson. They want to be in front of clients, talking to clients, building relationships. That's kind of where they're focused, where they want to be, or focusing on like building relationships with their team members so they can enable the team members to do the work, right? So a lot of times that's who I'm getting on the calls with, and we're helping them and servicing them. And if it's not something that's on our platform, we're able to, you know, go and use other solutions to help create the automation integrations for them. So we're kind of agnostic. We have our own proprietary integration platform, but we don't just do that, right? Like if we can't solve it with our platform, we'll go and find other solutions that help you solve those issues so that you can, you know, stop, you know, wasting so much time. The pain, man, of like the amount of time. So these people, the stories I hear, like, oh my God, I spent like 3 days trying to figure this thing out. And like, I know that if they just paid me like an hour of billable time, like my support director could do it within an hour, right? Because we know what to do. And so that's like where our expertise is. And I think, you know, I think as the, you know, the real estate in general, I think the sales owner has grown to understand that they need to stay in their lane a little bit more and allow the other, especially with all this, there's just so much out there where, you know, allow people to do the work for you, right? Leverage yourself. Right. So right. That's what we're seeing. Absolutely. A lot.
And when we're talking about these, you know, these different tools and the automations that you guys can set up, what are some of the things that you see agents have the most success with having, you know, the integrations and things built into where it's being done in the background for them?
Yeah. So I think, you know, when I advise someone that's like looking at different tech, you know, Michael, like I always say, like, look, there's a couple things you should be doing first before you decide the technology, as cool as it seems, and you feel like it's going to help your business. You need to look at first what you're using, right? Are you maximizing the technology that you're using? Okay. And then that's one focus. And the other thing is like, does this new technology that you're potentially integrating with or want to bring in, does it have available integration, whether it's like through Zapier or through Make, or maybe it's through MailParser.io or even RealSync, and there's other applications out there. Do you need a third party to integrate it, or does it have a direct integration? Those are like the type of questions that, so the people that are having the most success understand that viewpoint going in. So they're not just adding random applications that they feel like they need. They're identifying like, all right, what's my process from time I generate a lead to the time I'm putting that lead like on a nurture campaign after it closes? Like, what is everything I want happening in between? And then I go and find the solutions that can support that, that can support the automation, and make sure that they integrate into my CRM, which is where your source of truth of your data should be, right? Like whether it's just you or other agents or admin, they should all be in that one place. Everything should be funneling into that CRM and out, right? And so the ones that have the most success look at their tech stack like that, you know, because really like you could get away with like, you know, 4 or 5 different pieces and be good as long as they're all connected and automated, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, I think it is the you kind of mentioned it, is, you know, really looking at your process and seeing what tools are out there that can help supplement that and cut away some of that time, rather than, you know, looking at every little shiny toy and say, okay, let's figure out how we can put that into our business and now add a new process.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it may not, it may just make more processes, like you just said, rather than solving the problem of that you were trying to solve in the first place with that particular, you know, application, right? So I think, you know, it goes back to stepping back as a business owner, really looking at your business and focusing in on it, you know, when you can, right? I know most of the time agents are wearing tons of hats, but, you know, identifying that, right? Like, so like, you know, a good example is if you're getting leads right now that are going into an inbox and it's not automatically going into your CRM and creating a new lead, like that's one thing right there that we help people with all the time. And it's called just setting up a mail parser, which is basically like it scrapes that lead email information and then auto creates that lead and follows, you know, your assignment rules that you have within your CRM. So, you know, that's one thing where it's like, you know, that should be happening. If that's not happening right now, like that's something you could solve very simply. It's just like automate that lead, right? And then when it gets into your CRM, like what's happening? Is there a task assigned, a tag applied? Does it trigger a campaign based on the lead type? You know, if this is a buyer looking at homes, does it trigger like a new buyer sequence, right? And so those are some basic things that should be happening on the front end, right? And then obviously, as you get into it and the follow-up, the amount of follow-up, what you're sending them, the content, obviously that's very important. And then, you know, what happens when you do get a hold of them? What are those steps to get them to convert, right?
Right. Absolutely. When you're talking with agents, you know, and kind of setting them up, I have to imagine some of these folks that, you know, maybe are just, they're so overwhelmed with all this, you know, all these different things, and they just feel like they're in this kind of like just web that they just can't quite get out of. I have to imagine when they talk to you guys and you kind of show them the pathway out of this and really kind of cleaning up some of these tangled wires, that's got to be a big weight off their shoulders.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, like I've had a lot of clients like that are just grateful for like me switching the way they think about technology because it is very overwhelming. And when I speak to an agent, you know, we just step back and like look at what they're using right now and go through that. And like, let's focus on maximizing what you have, because there's no way for you to make a really confident decision about a tech solution if you're not really using it. You don't know if it actually can help you or if it's a detriment. You have no idea because you're not using it, right? Or like, I can't tell you how many people are like with switch CRMs or whatever. And it's like, man, why are you going through that pain if you're not even maximizing the one you have? How do you expect that this one's going to really solve the problem for you? If anything, it's just you're creating new problems that you didn't expect, right? That maybe don't fit with your process. So I really like try to take the client through and visualize like, all right, let's just literally get a piece of paper and like draw circles and like make arrows, you know, it like really helps. I think to visualize like, all right, I have these six different systems. Where do I want data to flow? At what point does it trigger to flow that way? And just like kind of start mapping it out. It is a huge relief and it ends up not being as complicated as you think it is, right? Because most of the time when we feel like a problem's too big to solve, it's because we don't understand it. Right. And a lot of times it's not too big to solve. It just, we haven't spent the time to understand what the problem is that we have and what we can do about, you know, finding a solution to it. Right. And so I think a lot of times when I go through that process, it's a relief because it's not quite as complicated. We don't need to go add all these additional systems. Let's focus on the ones that you have. Understand if they're good or not by starting to use them, which is going to give you clarity on where the holes are in your processes and what tech you maybe need to add after you've started to use the ones that you already do, you know?
Right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, when using something like this and using these integrations, I think, you know, just on a basic level to find out whether or not, you know, this is something that is, you know, needed in your company and successful, is just look at the time that it's saving you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's like a time and efficiency thing, right? That's huge. And like having clean data, too. You know, like I've had clients where they come in, I just like help them turn on our Google Contacts integration that just goes into their CRM, and they like add a contact to their cell phone and it just ends up in the CRM. And like, oh my God, right. You know, and that's something so basic, right? And some of these things are very basic, but it's just like, it's not readily available, or people don't understand it, or like they're afraid it's going to like, everything's going to blow up, you know, if they turn on something. Right. And so it's, yeah, it's something that we, you know, we've been, I say like our number one thing that we focus on is just customer support and service. Like we'll get on a Zoom call with anybody and like share screen and just walk them through. And a lot of times we don't end up working with them, which is fine. And we direct them in a different direction, you know, but it's like, we're just coming from a place of like, we understand that it's overwhelming as the owner. And we just want to help where we can with what we offer, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I was watching some of the videos on your YouTube channel the past several days,
and you did. You're the one. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I noticed, you know, I was watching one video and it was talking about how often technology changes and how frustrating that can be if you are using all of these different tools, but having somebody like you guys, you're the ones dealing with and learning the new.
Yeah.
Way that these tools work. And I know like even just like doing video editing and stuff like that, there's always something new coming out and something might be changing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if you're, if you're a single agent, let's just say, man, you need to be leveraged. You need to have help with people help too, you know, because you don't have time to be learning and keeping up. It's just impossible. Like I don't even keep up half the time. Like, I know some of the new tech that's coming out, but most of them, like, thank God I have a great team, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, we got to figure this tool out, right? We just learned a new, you know, texting tool that we're using and that we're going to start using with people coming to our website, right? And then like how to maximize, like we're using Dialpad and like, I don't even know half of it. Like there's so much it does. It's crazy. It's like, I'm getting emails all the time about all these new AI things they keep adding. And it's like, I have to have someone else keeping up with it to make sure to look into those new features and go, hey, like this wouldn't really apply to what we need. Or yes, this is something we should add in, right? And so you need to have someone like that that's kind of tech savvy. And there's great virtual assistant companies out there. You know, I have 3 employees that are in the Philippines and they're absolutely unbelievable. And they have 10 years of real estate experience now because they started working in the industry when everyone started going to oversee support, right? Or it could be someone that's just local in your office or whatever, depending on your type of business you have. But like you as the owner should not be doing it, but you should be keeping your eye on like things and then investigate, due diligence, right? Or you come to us. We have certain clients that do have us on like a retainer consulting basis, and we try to guide them the best we can, right? With their tech. And then we also execute on setting it all up, so I don't have to worry about it. But that's not really, you know, that's not something that's our bread and butter as far as like one of our offers, right? We just do it to help certain clients that really need the help. But yeah, someone needs to be in charge of that stuff from an ownership standpoint, because it is hard to keep up. And that's where integration comes into play too, because if your integration company can connect and keep, then you can keep up. And that's why Zapier is so great. You know, it's like their integration is a little different than ours, because they're a little bit more, they're not quite as in depth, meaning you're not going to get as much data flowing, but like they connect to everything, right? And they do an amazing job of keeping up with the new technologies that come out. And so there tends to always be a way to set something up, but you need someone to kind of help you with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking at our Zapier account earlier today because I was working on something, and I mean, just pages and pages of integrations that we have built into that thing.
And you need someone to oversee it, because things will change, things will break. You need to go update, or like, you know, or your lead provider like change the subject line and like breaks your parse, right? You kind of need someone on top of it, especially when you get a big enough account to like be monitoring it, paying attention, because, you know, it could stop working. You don't even know half the time.
Right. Absolutely. So you know, for you guys specifically, kind of walk me through the process of, you know, somebody, you know, whether they hear this and are interested in, you know, getting in contact with you guys and getting things set up, or, you know, they find you on social media or through their website. Kind of what's the process that an agent or a business goes through?
Yeah. So I always recommend, like, unless you really specifically know like what integration you need, and you see that it's available on our website. You can easily sign up. And like, if you have a little tech, if you're a little tech savvy or the person signing up is, you can certainly go through four clicks and activate an integration that's available on our platform. Most of the time I'd recommend just get on a call with us. I can bring my director of support in. We can talk through your tech stack, figure out what your needs are. If we have a solution, we'll provide it. If it's in a different company like Make or Zapier that we have to go do some work for you. Again, like simple for us, most projects are 1 to 2 of billable hour time and we can knock out what you need, you know? So that's what I recommend. Again, the call. Nice thing too, Michael, is I'm not sure when this podcast is going to be going out, but we're releasing a brand new application that we've been working on for almost a year in like 2 weeks.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Amazing timing. Basically the reason for that, we overhauled our common model on how we handle data so that we can more quickly add applications to integrate with everything on our platform so that we can scale up and really have a larger offer of apps to connect to your CRMs, you know, to really support the real estate agent team, brokers. And like, you know, we have a whole list of, we understand which apps you guys need for the most part. Obviously there's always new ones coming out that we got to keep up with, but that's going to be available really soon. And on top of that, we've built a business intelligence solution to support the integration. So basically you can come in and connect a CRM or connect a transaction management solution or a QuickBooks type solution and start visualizing the data from those solutions into a business intelligence platform, like a performance platform. So you can see what's happening in your business from agent activity to lead source ROI to, you know, expenses to conversions. So all that stuff, you can actually see it now in RealSync's new platform and the integrations are just included with that BI tool. So we're super excited about this new app and the way that it's going to support real estate teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important to have, you know, to have a visualization of, you know, all that data and, you know, to be able to track things easily. Cause, you know, I know a lot of folks out there that I talk to that, you know, it's all on like all these multiple spreadsheets and, you know, that can get kind of messy to keep track of. But if you have this, like, you know, kind of all in one dashboard where you're able to easily visualize things, it definitely makes things much more, you know, I think it makes you more apt to actually stay on top of things and kind of be excited about using all those tools.
Yeah, absolutely. It allows you to like, is this tool working? One, are my employees doing the job they're supposed to be doing? And what holes do I have and what holes do I need to fix? Right. And it helps you identify those. So our intent is to really give you that intelligence, that view as the owner of the business to know like where you need to focus your time and energy, whether it's training or, you know, better leads or more lead generation or like knowing like what money you're spending on certain lead sources and which ones are converting well or not converting well. So you can pull different levers and that way you're in the driver's seat and you're not just flying blind, which is what most teams are kind of doing. I mean, they have a lot of processes in place, but to have that knowledge right in one dashboard, that's what we really want to give the owners access to, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap up, I want to ask you, you know, since you guys have launched RealSync, how have you seen, you know, trends in technology kind of change? I mean, it's always going crazy, but then what are some of the things, you know, in the next maybe year or so that you think agents can really kind of grasp onto and utilize in their business?
Yeah. So I kind of mentioned at the beginning, but you know, the term AI is thrown around a lot, right? But there are solutions that are coming out right now that you can use or that you can build that will be built into other applications that you may be already using, that can, again, give you more leverage. I don't want you thinking, if you're watching this right now, I don't want you thinking about these tools as competition for like your human equity. The reality is that if you're generating enough leads, there's no way you or your agents are keeping up. That's just the reality. Things are falling through the cracks. You're not keeping up on, you could be doing more. So allow an AI voice solution, phone call solution, which is they're starting to come out right now, to make those calls for you. Right? Who wants to make 100 cold calls when you're only getting, you know, your contact rate's like, what, 10%, maybe 15%, right? Like, have the robot do it. And then it's going to do a better job anyway than your agents, because the robot's not distracted. It's efficient, right? And then allow it to then convert into, you know, an actual call with a human or a calendar appointment. Like, some of this stuff is going to be automated to the point where the robot's creating the appointment too. It's crazy. So I think you need to embrace it. If you're hearing this right now, like, embrace this new technology, embrace the AI, embrace the fact that, like, a lot of these tech solutions, I'll give you an example, like Ylopo's existed for a long time. They added this into their, for their agents and clients, right? The phone calls, Structurally just added it as well, right? So not only are you getting the automated chatbot, but you're getting the automated phone calls as well. So some of the tools that are already out there are starting to add these additional features. Pay attention, start incorporating into your business. It's going to give you leverage once you figure it out, and it's going to streamline things and allow you to be more effective. And I think the really cool thing is, like, it'll allow you to run the business you want to run. So many times, like, I feel like, Mike, like, as an owner, if you're a single agent, like, you're like, man, I can't keep up. I have to hire people to help me. That's not going to be the case in the next few years. Like, you're going to, you know, you still maybe hire someone, but, like, all the sales activities, you'll be able to, like, automate with AI. And so that will allow you to run the business that you want to run. If you didn't want to have a lot of employees and have a huge team and, or have a huge brokerage, if your idea of your ultimate business is just, you know, working on your own, some of these tools are going to allow you to do a lot more on your own, which is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I almost feel like it's almost more benefit, you know, in that sense, you know, it's more beneficial to, rather than hiring on, a secondary agent or somebody like that, hiring on somebody that can be that tech support and making sure that they're setting up all these systems and running all this stuff and making sure that it's always working.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, like, where you hire and where you spend your money is going to be a little bit different, right? And you're right, because, like, a lot of times as a single agent, like, you have this ebb and flow, right? Or you're generating all this business, and then you got to, like, work the business,
right?
So you're not generating. You have the AI working for you. You're just working on the business that's getting put into your calendar and converting, right? And you're just more effective and efficient. You'll be able to do more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Just before we wrap up, let us know where people can reach you and find out more about RealSync.
Yeah, so realsync.com, that's S-Y-N-C-H with the H there, .com, or scott@realsync.com to shoot me an email. I'm always available, like I said. We get on a call, I'll, you know, talk you through your tech stack, figure out, you know, if we can help you, and hopefully we can. And that's it, man. You know, we're here to support the real estate agents and teams and brokers. So reach out anytime.
Awesome. Well, I really do appreciate it.
All right.
I want to thank Scott for taking the time to speak with us today, and definitely see how, as new tech emerges, real estate offices could begin employing more support staff to maximize it. Remember, if you're interested in checking out RealSync for yourself, go to realsync.com. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.